You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 53. We got lots of lovely feedback. Thank you to everybody for last week's episode, which was episode 52, which we did without a guest. Now, I do love having a guest on the show, and no, we don't have one on the show this week either. So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please do remember to contact me. It was one of those different kind of weeks, you know, that people were stuck not being able to get from A to B because of the Icelandic ash, volcanic ash in the air. And Friday came around quickly and here I am. So I do love getting the feedback. It's great getting the feedback. And so I'd like to really open up out to everybody and say, you know, let me know what you'd like to have on the show. Yes, we've been going for a year and there are always new ways to do things, no matter how much you love the way things are. And even if you don't want to be on the show, but you've got burning questions that you'd like me to answer, if you're maybe a little bit shy, or way out of the time zone and can't come on the show, but you would like to hear my responses to certain things, whether it's dreams or themes or questions, please just email me. And, that's great. I will be very happy to produce the show that everybody wants. So talking about a strange kind of week where people couldn't get from A to B because of the Icelandic volcanic ash and other details, I've put together some things for today based on the theme of when things just seem to get a bit too tough. When life seems to get a bit too tough, what's the best way through? Now, this isn't exhaustive. I haven't thought of everything, but I've picked three different articles that take slightly different spins on it and also give you a lot of universal truths, a lot of insights to live life by, and most importantly, of course, lots of interpretation tips on how to interpret your dreams and how to apply alchemy. So first up, I've got a DreamSite article, which I originally wrote in April 2007. And then I'm following that with two fairly recent articles that I wrote for my blog, but all on the same theme. So presumably you're listening at the moment because life isn't too tough. You have at least got half an hour to put your feet up. Or maybe you're going for a run and I'm talking in your ears. Who knows? I don't know. Email me and tell me the conditions under which you listen to this podcast. I'd love to know. But anyway, whether it's for now or for another time, those occasions when life just seems to get a little bit tough, what's the way through? This article is called Apples for Apples, and I wrote it in April 2007. Here we go. It is a truth universally acknowledged in modern day psychology that if you keep on doing the same things, you'll keep on getting the same results. If you're not yet in possession of a good fortune, it's because you're not doing the kinds of things that result in the accumulation of good fortune. If you're not rich yet, you're not taking the kinds of actions people who get rich take. Your dreams can help you to look at your life from different angles and inspire you to consider new approaches that might deliver the kind of success that seems to be eluding you. But before we delve into dreams, consider the story of the spider and King Robert the Bruce of Scotland. In the 14th century, Robert the Bruce was hiding in a cave, exhausted from a seemingly never-ending struggle against English invaders. He was about to flee for France when he saw a spider spinning its web, trying to swing out on a thread across the cave to attach the web to the other side. The spider tried and failed many times, but didn't give up. Eventually, and presumably using the same approach, the winds of fortune prevailed and she successfully anchored the web. Robert the Bruce, inspired by the spider, went back into battle, and over the next 8 years successfully drove the English from his homeland. The motto, "If you do not first succeed, try, try, and try again," is attributed to Robert the Bruce and has been inspiring people towards success for, some 700 years. Yes, the dream example and tips are coming, but please take a moment to anchor this firmly in your mind first. Many a successful person will tell you that persistence is a key to success. Success doesn't often happen overnight. It's the result of persistent plugging away, sometimes using the same approach over and over, never giving up, and sometimes learning from trial and error, tweaking the approach rather than drastically changing it. On the other hand, there comes a time to walk away from some approaches with a precious gift, the wisdom gained from the experience, and build success from a completely different approach. So let's look at Pia's dream. She said, "I dreamed I was down on my hands and knees pulling weeds from a huge garden. Behind me were rows and rows of freshly weeded crops. I felt I was making progress. It was hard work, but I was pleased with the results so far. On one side, my garden was inundated with thousands of fallen apples from the neighbour's orchard. They were rotten, full of bugs and smothering my crops, but the job was too big, so I just gave up trying to do anything with that area. I mentally gave that land away, thought of it as unproductive. It was all such hard work, but throughout the dream, I just kept looking back at the healthy crops behind me and was inspired to keep on going." Pia said her dream reminded her of her design business. Her business was productive, but hard work and challenging. And whenever she needed inspiration, she just looked back at the successes she had achieved so far in the business and felt motivated to continue. Her dream came up at a particularly difficult time when she was feeling exhausted and was considering closing the business down to enjoy more quality time with her family. Encouraged by her dream, she decided to keep on going. It had reminded her once again of the successes she had achieved and the future successes that would surely come her way if she continued to do more of the same. And Pia's story might have ended there, had she not been encouraged to revisit her dream. Her reading of the dream didn't solve her current issue of wanting more quality time with her family. Instead, her reading of her dream opted for more of the same, the good and the not so good. When you read a dream, make sure you're asking the right questions. If the dream is your design business, Pia, what are those thousands of rotting apples crushing your crops? I asked. After considerable contemplation, Pia replied, "All the emails I get every day from people asking me questions about design, I used to answer them all, but I don't now." She sat back and looked pleased with herself. "Want to know how I worked that out?" she added. "Apples. Apples in the dream. Apple Mac computer. Ever since I got my new Apple Mac, I've had so much design work that I just can't reply to people's emails unless they're clients or asking for quotes." So why are the dream apples rotten, Pia? Because they've been left to rot, she said. So they were healthy when they fell into your garden? Yes. Well, what can you do with healthy apples? Pia played the game. Oh, give them away, sell them, make apple pie, be nourished by them. Apply those thoughts to your emails, Pia, I said. Oh, give the inquiries to students to answer and post their replies on my website. Start a blog and post the inquiries and offer prizes for the best replies. Gather the inquiries as examples of things people want to know and write a book with all the answers, become a best-selling author, make enough money to spend more quality time with my family, offer commissions to students who answer inquiries and secure a sale as a result of dialogue or... She couldn't stop. You get the picture. One or more of these ideas about reclaiming an unproductive area of her business and making it highly productive and profitable may pay off. Is there room for change in your life? Or, like the spider, are you hoping the same old approach will deliver one day when the winds of fortune are on your side? P.S. Apologies to Jane Austen for ransacking her famous opening line to Pride and Prejudice, namely, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. So that was 3 years ago that I wrote that. And last week I blogged, or maybe the week before, I can't remember, I blogged this little story called Backseat Driver. And you'll see why I've picked this as to, why it sort of segs into that last story there. Remembering that today's theme is about what to do when things just seem to be too tough and too hard going. Are there other approaches? Backseat Driver. Some dreams are just meant to be shared. And here's one with a universal message. One of my regular clients brought this dream to me for interpretation and alchemy and kindly offered it to share with you all on this blog. And I'm sure he doesn't mind me sharing with on the podcast as well. He dreamed he was a passenger on a gigantic bus, sitting near the back with his feet perched on a heavy metal bar. Suddenly he realized he wasn't a passenger at all. He was the driver, driving the bus by pushing down on the bar with his feet. The mechanism was cumbersome, and he had to put a lot of pressure on the bar to keep the bus moving. He was too far back from the windscreen to see where he was heading, but he felt comfortably in control of the huge vehicle and knew he was driving safely. But to where? Here's the bottom line. The bar in the dream represented an obstacle, a bar, in his life, and that obstacle had become the driving force of his life. He had lost touch with his vision, his plan for where he was heading. You know, he was too far from the windscreen in the dream. Instead of making decisions based on his vision, he was making decisions based on the obstacle. By paying attention to the obstacle, applying pressure, keeping it under control, he ensured his safety and was able to keep things trundling along in a comfortable, if cumbersome, way. But to where? We agreed he needed to get back in touch with his vision, otherwise he'd end up wherever staying safe and in control was taking him. Of course, we dug a little deeper. You know, everything in a dream represents something about the dreamer. So that bar represented a belief manifesting as an obstacle. And we did the work to explore and transform that belief. See, the way to deal effectively with what seems like an obstacle in life is to understand it, get new perspective on it, and transform it into a more helpful belief. Are you being driven by what you see as the obstacles in your life? Or are you driven by a vision of where you want to be? And shortly after that one, probably because I was thinking about it a little bit, I blogged a second story, which is moving out a bit broader. It's actually moving slightly away from dreams and into the land of the unconscious, which of course dreams are, but this is in a broader context. And you'll see and understand why as I read this article. So again, it relates to, you know, how to approach life when things are feeling just a bit too tough. And I called this blog, this little blog article, Reading Your Unconscious Mind. Does your unconscious mind give you away? Just how much can other people read behind the scenes of what you say and do? How you respond to life? Who or what you spend your time with or focus on? Who or what you attract into your life? The state of your health? The things that trouble and frustrate you? Your unconscious mind is far more powerful than your conscious mind. So when there is a conflict between the two, your unconscious mind wins. When things don't turn out the way you planned, your unconscious mind is the likely culprit. Programmed from childhood or from past experiences to so-called protect you, your unconscious mind can keep you locked into false comfort zone, preventing you from moving forward. In my work as a dream interpreter and alchemist, I have the privilege of working deeply with countless people, uncovering their unconscious beliefs by examining their dreams and helping them transform these beliefs through alchemy exercises. And a spin-off during all these years is that I've fine-tuned the art of reading my regular life coaching clients' unconscious minds by observing their non-dream lives, what they say and do, how they respond to life, who or what they spend their time with or focus on, and so on. Another way to read your unconscious mind is to notice a recurring situation or feeling in your life and ask yourself specific questions about it. So here's an example from my book, The Compass. And this is a book that I wrote for people that want to explore their unconscious mind and don't maybe have the luxury of dream recall to do it with. In this example, you may have noticed a recurring feeling in your life of being weighed down, drained of energy. So here are the questions you ask yourself. What feels too ponderous to do? What aspect would you prefer to avoid? I'm giving little pauses here so that you can think about something in your life that maybe feels a bit tough and you can respond while you're listening. Imagine making the effort to do that thing you would prefer to avoid. How does it make you feel? What is the most challenging thing about it to overcome? What fears come up? When was the last time you made a big effort with something or someone along these same lines? What was the result back then? How did you feel? Does your reticence to make an effort now stem from this? Are you ready to let the past go and energize your future? So you ask those kind of questions about the situation you're in. And in this particular example, you know, where we're looking at when things just feel too tough, I've then offered an alchemy practice, which is what I do in The Compass. You know, we go through the questions and then I offer an alchemy practice. So this is a waking life alchemy practice. It's not based on a dream. It's based on a subject that is a situation in your life. The alchemy. Imagine a heavy, ponderous elephant sitting down, refusing to move. He may be too tired. He may not feel like moving. He may wonder what the whole point is. Why bother moving? He may fear putting in all that effort it takes to move, only to end up in a similar situation. Now imagine climbing a tree nearby and looking ahead and seeing a wonderful future for the elephant just around the corner. Imagine taking a photograph of that place and scrambling back down the tree to show the elephant. Imagine the elephant's surprise. Imagine the elephant making the effort to get up and then finding his feet lightened by the knowledge of what he's walking towards. Watch him reach his destination in your visualization. And then rerun this scenario many times a day, and you'll soon find yourself making the effort, and it will be much easier than you think. So that's that one. And I'm sure there's at least one little situation in your life now which is either very tough or a little bit tough or a past experience that you can look back on and relate to there. But some things to take away from that include when you have a dream and you analyze it yourself or you get help with it, you know, maybe that's good. Maybe it feels insightful, but ask yourself if it's really giving you the kind of answers you're looking for. If you're not overlooking something and if you're not perhaps too eager to interpret your dream with a positive spin, you know, to give you the answer that you want. And, another big universal thing to take away from today's podcast is that thought of, are you too concentrating on the obstacles in front of you? You know, the hard work, the firefighting, the little things that come up every day and the big things that come up every day. And in doing all those things, which sometimes are necessary and sometimes aren't, have you remembered to focus on your vision? Have you lost a vision? Do you need to find a new vision? That's a really, really important question we should all ask ourselves regularly. And then, of course, in that last thing, you know, one of the things to take away from that is to just say to yourself, anytime you're in a situation which feels that it could do with some help, ask yourself some questions around it go back over this podcast, listen to the style of the questions that I ask there and transpose them to suit the situation you're in. Allow your unconscious mind to just respond, observe, and then create an alchemy practice to kind of turn that around and make it right. And if you find that a little bit tricky to do by yourself, of course, you can always work with me, you know, either consulting me for a dream interpretation and some dream alchemy, or even perhaps doing some life coaching with me where I can take you through the things that are happening in your life, the things that you would like to improve. And I can help you to uncover your unconscious beliefs that are behind that and getting in your way, and basically hold your hand through, you know, weekly phone coaching sessions and get you through with or without some dream analysis along the way. And having said that, here we are. We've come through another podcast, episode 53. So if you're sitting there thinking, I prefer it when there's a guest on the show, email me and be my guest. And I know quite a few people have emailed me and said, I really want to be a guest on your show, and I'm just waiting for, you know, a really good dream. And I do appreciate that, and I do value the fact that so many people have told me that, and I'm looking forward to those dreams coming through. And also, as I said at the top of the show today, you know, let me know what you like, let me know what you don't like about the show, let me know what else you would like to have on the show. And above all, if there's questions that you'd like me to answer, just email them and I'll address them in the next show or one coming up soon. So thank you for staying with me for another episode of The Dream Show. As usual, there's lots more information, free resources, a bit of laugh every day, a bit of inspiration, a bit of insight, as well of course, my, you know, fee paid consultancy services at my website, www.dream.net.au, which is on the 1st of May, 12 years old, although it looks very different. It's changed a lot in content and style in all those 12 years, but yeah, happy birthday coming up. I'd forgotten about that. And stay on track, Jane Teresa, keep your vision. You might want to go to my blog, www.janeteresa.com. Have a wonderful week of great ease, great vision, and I'll see you next week for another episode of The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsight. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.